Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Hawkeye Downs race winner Dallin Murdy. Then we'll speak with Mars Series and Dirt Car National Champion, the high side hustler, Jason Fager. Then we'll have a conversation with Eldora track champion, the Jedi, Jerry Bowersock. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out at Eldora in Ohio, the Lucas Oil Series Dirt Track World Championship. The race win goes to Bobby Pierce Jr. The championship, congratulations to Devin Moran. The Ohio Valley late models were also on the card. Josh Rice won that one. The modified win to Charlie Medford. Kyle Hardy wins at Bedford, Pennsylvania. Blanket Hill to Colton Blazevich. Andy Thompson, Victory Lane at Mercer. Makoka to Iowa. The trophy to John Oliver Jr., Salem, Indiana. Ronnie Basham III and Connor Popowell with big wins. The World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars back at Lincoln Park. David Gravel wins that one. Kentucky at Willard to Steve LeMasters. Joey Funk gets the checkers at Rock Castle. And at Thunder Mountain, King of the Mountain, Skyler Marler, a $10,000 win. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. May have heard this name, or you may have seen Dustin Jarrett's post on X from, well, it's probably Twitter back then in 2021, but Dallin Murdy, remember the name, is what the famous announcer from Flow Racing said, and we've got him on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Hawkeye Downs, IMCA stock car win last weekend. We'll start there. It looked like it had to be a blast passing cars. You started further back than 10th. How'd you get around all those guys?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a good night. Had a good car once again, and everything kind of fell our way starting that far back.
Wow. When you're having to move and around, it's such that track being a kind of temporary dirt track on top of the paved oval there at Cedar Rapids, was it groove sensitive? Did you have to find your way, into some different places that maybe weren't always comfortable?
Yeah, it's just different. You know, no one has a ton of laps around that place, and it's a unique shape, and it's a little narrow, but it still races pretty wide. So they've done a great job with everyone that's involved over there. So it's super fun to race on. And you can race all over the thing.
Great folks at Hawkeye Downs, a 100-plus-year-old racetrack right in the heart of Iowa racing. And one of those Iowa racers that is certainly a name to know, Dallin Murdy, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, not only from multiple victories in the IMCA stock car ranks, but also now the VP Fuels Malvern Bank East Super Late Model Racing Series Rookie of the Year in the Super Late Models. And that's a big transition from an IMCA stock car with the rigid rules and such that they have over to a super late model, which is just an incredible piece of racing equipment there. What's that transition like back and forth, Dallin Murdy?
It's huge. You know, you're going from a huge tire to fast speeds to just a stock car pretty much. But I just had a lot of great people that's helped me through the way and made the transition as easy as possible. And I feel like we've adapted probably the best we could. So it's been good.
Best he could. He's won over a half a dozen super late model races and continuing to, race in that division as well as the IMCA stock car. And every now and then a modified race to top it off. Dallin Murdy, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it. Just a click of a mouse away, including the new Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So the Game Changer is the nickname. Where did you get that? And, what's that handle like to, have as your name now?
It's pretty cool. It's something unique, and you don't hear it very often. But Jerry Van Sickle gave me that nickname in 2019 or so, and it's just kind of stuck, and now we got it printed on t-shirts, so something pretty cool.
Man, heck yeah, the game changer, Dallin Murdy, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Which one of those wins was really the one that you felt like, now I'm a part of this super late model crowd, not just the winner that you were in the IMCA stock cars, but what has solidified your super late model wins within you?
Yeah, the wins definitely helped for sure, but we had a pretty consistent year, you know, felt like we were always battling for a win or battling for top five. So just being consistent was kind of an eye opener, saying, okay, you know, we're going to be good at night in and night out. So that was cool. But yeah, I don't know, just probably the first win, just because you didn't expect it to come so early and the way it happened. So every win was very memorable, and I'll probably never forget each one of them.
And that Rookie of the Year title in the Malvern Bank East Super Late Model Series, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, the game changer, Dallin Murdy. And, you know, you're not the first of your family to go racing. Father races. Did anybody else in the family race? And do you race like them, or are you a game changer because you don't race like any other Murdy?
As long as I've been racing, it's just been my dad racing. His uncles raced a little bit, and then we're partially related to Daryl DeFrance. So, he's been racing late models for almost 50 years now. So, I don't know. I feel like we've kind of branched off, but it's super cool to have that last name for sure.
Well, and Dallin Murdy is keeping that name up front and in victory lane. The game changer, Dallin Murdy. A name, as Dustin Jarrett said, almost 5 years ago, to remember, from Chelsea, Iowa, Dallin Murdy, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. If we want to find out more, follow you on social media, find you on the interwebs, where can we keep in touch?
The best place is our Facebook page, Murdy Racing. That's where usually our updates and highlights are. Other than that, I have a personal Facebook page, but I'd say probably our racing page for sure.
2026 is right around the corner. There's still the Gateway Dirt Nationals and a lot of racing to go. Dallin Murdy, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, a young rising game changer to follow. Give him a follow. Dallin, thanks for taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is he going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoffs.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing, but we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, fresh off of a three-peat, all three series, or both series, 3 years in a row, the Mars Tour and the Dirt Car Nationals, and he picked up a win at Lincoln Speedway in Illinois last weekend. On top of it, Jason Fager. Hey, Jason, welcome back to the show. Absolutely, congratulations. Looked like a great season. How are these two series different, and what's the biggest challenge to win a Mars race and the biggest challenge to win a national? Are they different in those challenges?
Yeah, I mean, the Mars deal is a lot more regional. Typically, your competition is not quite as stout as, you know, one of the two national traveling tours. But I'm pretty fortunate too. Most of these Mars races are at tracks that I've been racing at my whole career. We do get to a few new ones here and there, but for the most part, I know most of these tracks really well and have pretty good notebooks for them.
Wow, Mars Tour three-peat in the Dirt Car Nationals, Jason Fager. A fantastic season. Was this the best year of the three in this set for you as far as winning and just having it? Where do you rank this amongst the three?
Yeah, this definitely throughout the 3 years, this was definitely our best year. I think 1 year maybe had more wins, but, some of the more local wins. And this year we pretty much had two local wins and everything else was a special event. I think we also picked up like 3 10,000s on the Hell Tour. So, you know, that's a big help. You know, it's like winning 2 fives, I tell everybody. So financially, this was definitely the best year we've ever had. So I guess that definitely makes it the best year.
Driver's definitely doing his job. And then some great crew. We're chatting with Jason Fager. 3 in a row in the Mars Tour, 3 in a row in the Dirt Car Nationals, and champion all the way through on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Superstitions, have you refined them throughout, your career? Do you have a regiment? I know some drivers want the gloves on first, want the gloves always in this compartment on the hauler. You know, are you funky about any of that kind of stuff?
Not really like the regiment or nothing. We do have a few superstitions. I feel like it's a weird one, but no peanuts at the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
I got that one from when I was driving Pierce cars. Pierce was a sticker on that, and it's kind of stuck around. So we'd no peanuts, no kind of nuts really in general at the racetrack. I hope I don't see a black cat crossing the road on race day. I will turn around and go the other way. But that's pretty much my only two.
Well, you must have stayed away from the peanuts and the cats. They're not around because for 3 in a row in the Mars Tour and the Dirt Car Nationals, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Jason Fager, has been the champion. And we appreciate him taking the time. And your guys, you've got a stout set of 4 guys that, we've seen a little bit of publicity on social media. I'll start with Jason. How long has he been with you? What does he do? And why is he the right guy to do it with your crew?
Jason's been doing it his whole life. This is his 4th year with me, but, he's been doing it. We're the same age, and he's been doing it as long as I have, and he's from Wisconsin. You know, he kind of started, his uncle worked on off-road trucks, and so he kind of started in that, and then that's how he met Pro Power Bill, and he went to work for Dan Sleeper for a long time. You know, he's helped Dan Sleeper. He's helped Blomqvist, Bobby Pierce, Ricky Weiss. I mean, he's been with a lot of really good drivers over the years and has dedicated his life to it, and
tell me about this guy Redbeard. That's always
is Redbeard. Redbeard is Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, we call him Redbeard. Obviously, he has the big red beard. But yeah, that's him. And he mechanically wise and fabrication wise, he does a phenomenal job. And we do everything really the same. We also taught each other a lot. And I don't have to ever worry about anything on the race car as far as about how it's assembled or maintenance or anything like that. He does a really great job.
Putting together great race cars, three-peat Mars Tour Dirt Car National Champion, Jason Fager on the ProFab Hotline, chatting about his crew. David, is that Kiwi or is the Kiwi and David separate?
No, Kiwi and David are separate. So David Carbon, he's our tire guy. This is his 3rd year he's been with us, and he handles all the tire stuff, and then also he'll do maintenance and body work, a lot of the washing, a lot of everything like that. So he went to the UNOH program, and he's been a fan of mine his whole life, and him and his family. And then he came to work for me, and He's been like a little brother.
Well, it sounds like a guy named Kiwi can't be, from Illinois originally. At least I could guess that. What's Kiwi's claim to fame? And, tell us how he helps you.
Kiwi is Craig Richards, and I can't leave out his wife, Karen. They're from New Zealand. And this was the second year they came over and helped us. And they were here from the Dream until after the World 100. So they're here pretty much the whole bulk of the summer. I think this year maybe it was like 58 races or something, they said. They've sold their business over there and kind of took early retirement, and they love racing, and they're just a tremendous help and tremendous people, and they're like family to us, and we love having them.
Yeah, Jason Fager, what a crew he's got supporting the efforts, and now a three-peat champion of the Mars Tour of the Dirt Car Nationals, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Starting to see you on YouTube. I didn't know you were a video star, but it seems like that's taken off in a big way. What can you tell us about your YouTube process and how that's helped the race team?
Yeah, it's kind of been a long journey, but it's really helped build our fan base up. You know, we are still pretty much a regional team, but this gives people an inside look at our team and how we operate. And, of course, lets us get into different areas that we don't normally get a race in that much. But it's just our fan. It's crazy how many people we've met that like, oh, my God, I've watched every video, and they have a lot of questions. And we try to give as much information and as much help as we can. And
well, I got one more for you because time is starting to run out. January 24th next year, Hustler Fest. Can we come there and get to see all these guys and see you?
Yeah, absolutely. January 24th, we got a huge party. It's called Hustler Fest, live auction, lots of one-off custom items, DJ, food. Everybody's welcome. There's plenty of hotels right around in the area. Come out and have a great time.
Well, come out and have a great time January 24th with a three-peat championship team, Mars Tour Dirt Car National, and their driver, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Jason Fager. You can find it all on his social media. Great on Facebook, Twitter, all of the socials, and especially on his YouTube channel. Jason, congrats, and thanks for giving us the time today. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
This is the kind of racing you can feel in your chest. Door to door, inches apart, every lap all on the line. This is Echo Park Speedway, the hottest track in NASCAR. 3 days of tailgates, camping, and full throttle fun. But Sunday is chaos, speed, and glory. This February 22nd, the Auto Trader 400 takes over Atlanta. Get tickets at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on The Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, six-time career Eldora Speedway Track Championship winner and now five times of those, the modified track champion at Eldora, his 40th year of racing, Jerry Bowersock. Hey, Jerry, the Jedi, welcome back to the show. And I always have to ask, because it's always a curiosity, the Jedi nickname, do you even remember what year or what Star Wars movie was playing when some announcer probably called you that? What was that time like?
It was a long time ago. I think my brother and Rick Eshelman pinned that one on me probably back in, I want to say, 88, 89. Ooh. So it's just kind of stuck, you know, from way back then. So
wow. Yeah, those were early version Star Wars and the early version of our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. 40 years in racing, his fifth modified title as Eldora Speedway track champion, Jerry Bowersock of the ProFabrication.com hotline. I tried to figure out this year race wins, things like that, but the one that seems to stick out is the Earl Baltus Classic. What was that race win like for you, and what were times like back when you and Earl would be at the track together at something?
That was a big win to kind of knock off the list. You know, we've won the UMP Nationals at Eldora before, the Four Crown Nationals. So, you know, I guess that was the, you know, I was hoping to get the Dirt Track World Championship there Saturday, and we won our heat race, but had a little issue on the start and fell back and ended up with an eighth place finish. But yeah, it was just that was a good win. And yeah, you know, the days of Earl, you know, back sometime, just boy, I'd got kicked out of Eldora for fighting. Oh. Oh, boy, this was a long time ago, and so I was trying to get him to let me come back and race one weekend. So I had to make a few phone calls, and Earl would come in the house every day about 11 o'clock for lunch. And they said, now, you know, you need to call him, Joe Schmidtmeyer, be Earl's daughter's husband, Joe. He kind of paid us at the track, and he told me, he said, now listen, you call him at this particular time and talk to him, and you know, he'll probably let you back in. So, you know, I had to have that nervous phone call with him and get my butt chewed a little bit more than what he had already chewed it the night he kicked me out. And yeah, you know, as the years passed there, then, you know, our relationship was really solid. So
well, that's awesome. Yeah. And now you are a five-time Eldora Speedway modified track champion, sixth championship at Eldora for our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Jerry Bowersock. Speaking of Pro Fabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So you're speaking about the good old days, 40 years in racing. How did anybody communicate when you didn't text a driver that, whoa, sorry, I crossed over you in turn three, or sorry about the dirty slider? I mean, you didn't have that back then. How did you communicate when you needed to talk to another driver after a race without social media?
Oh boy, back then you found out if you screwed up, especially, you know, the older guys, they would let you know right away if you was a younger driver, if you was doing something wrong. And you didn't do a lot of wrong back then, or you might, you know, end up in a fight or getting your butt kicked because, you know, the dirty sliders and stuff, that just didn't seem like that was much of a thing back when I first started racing. And then it's just kind of progressed to where it is today. But, yeah, back then you kind of minded your P's and Q's, or you were going to get a talking to or a butt kicking.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
A talking to or a butt kicking as compared to a bad emoji or whatever those things are called. Jerry Bowersock has gone through it all. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. 40 years in racing, six different Eldora Speedway track championships, his fifth in the modifieds this year. He is our guest and chatting about all things. And speaking of social media, though, yours seems to work pretty well on X. You know, the always great content there. and one of your daughters controls the Facebook stuff. How is that conversation when you're trying to figure out what to post together, or how all that works now with the new technology?
She FaceTimes me and my wife every night so we can see the grandkid. She's about an hour away. And so, you know, she just kind of, you know, knows what happened at the track. And then from there, she just kind of, you know, post, you know, her own thoughts from there or whatever. She knows how we finished and where we went. And she's done a awesome job with that, you know, and she's got a lot on her plate with a 2.5-year-old. Yeah, she's done a really good job with it.
And definitely so. Becky Young on the Facebook side of the Jerry Bowersock, our guest's Facebook information out there on social media. He is our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Quickly, inspiration for you over those 40 years, a racer that you know, you really looked up to and, you know, admired how they got around a racetrack.
Yeah, there's several of them, especially, I'd say all the drivers from when I was a young kid just watching, just, you know, really instrumental. Larry Dixon, you know, a lot of the sprint car guys were related to the Dixons, so him and Tommy Dixon were big influences. And then my dad helped a lot of local stock car guys, Jim Book, Bob Lane, Jim Myers. They're just local guys.
Well,
they're big influences on us. Yeah.
Jerry Bowersock, our guest, and now 6-time career Eldora Speedway track champion, and definitely an inspiration to a lot of those young up-and-comers. We appreciate you taking the time, Jerry. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the Track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me every Monday night for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I watched the race on TV, and they wanted to give him the mantle of greatest of all time, and he's won 4 races in a row, and so I can't do that yet. But I do think what we're watching is a guy who's changing the sport. He's changing the way the other drivers approach road racing. He's making them study. He's making them up their game.
That's Fast Talk right here on the Performance Racing Network.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. What a weekend ahead. A lot of places should have great weather. Get out and support grassroots racing. And of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.